Tom Thompson from Scituate joins me in the newsroom today. And Tom, the Scituate wind turbine controversy goes on and on. And you've decided, and some of your fellow Scituate residents have decided, to hire a different company to do a wind turbine study because you're not thrilled with the Board of Health.
Yeah, David, thanks very much for having me in today. One of the issues that we have is that the acoustical study that was proposed by the wind developer and embraced by the Scituate Board of Health is deficient in terms of being able to accurately record and analyze the noise emanating from the industrial wind turbine. So we decided to engage a third-party consultant to take a broader approach, such as we've been proposing for months now, that will much more accurately identify the noise that's coming off that turbine and impacting the health and safety of my neighbors.
So you have hired, I guess, Acoustic Solutions?
That's correct, yes. Mr. Rick James is the principal consultant and the gentleman responsible for the file.
Now, why did the Board of Health make a decision that you felt was not in the best interest of the residents?
Well, the Board of Health seems to have followed in lockstep with the wind developer. There seems to have been a high level of concern about the economic issues around this particular problem as opposed to the health and safety of the residents of the town directly impacted. As part of the overall study that we had proposed, and maybe just taking a step back, in the middle of October, we actually asked the Board of Health to shut the turbine down. In the middle of November, in lieu of making a decision in that respect, they decided to commission a study, which was very limited on the acoustical side. We wanted a broader approach. And the reason we wanted the broader approach is that there's lower octaves that actually create the noise that's impacting folks. Low-frequency sound, infrasound, and aerodynamic amplitude modulation. None of those areas are being addressed in the Scituate wind scope of work, and hence it won't accurately reflect what's actually occurring out there.
And isn't there a noise that we can't hear, but it's still out there?
Yeah, so that's the lower octave bands that are generated by industrial wind turbines. The noise from industrial wind turbines is a much different animal than other noises that we see, such as HVAC systems and so on and so forth. So if you don't focus on those lower octave bands, the infrasound, the low frequency sound, etc., you're not going to be able to document an accurate picture as to exactly what's emanating from that turbine.
So we're going to have concurrent studies, and my question to you is, will the Board of Health welcome your study as well as the other study?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We've got a couple of challenges that we're going to have to make sure we can overcome. First of all, we've insisted on our study being undertaken simultaneously with the Scituate wind study because we want to have the exact same level of wind generation, direction, etc. The other thing that we have asked for is we need access to the real operational data during that testing period to make sure that the turbine is operating at full operational integrity. And obviously, in our view, the analysis coming off of our study will probably look much different than that from Scituate Winds, and then we'll see how the Board of Health and the town respond.
And it's interesting because it isn't just Scituate that has issues. Over in Kingston, they have similar issues.
Yeah, Dave, actually, this is a national problem. If you take a look at the situation, and we've talked to folks in a number of different states and even up in the province of Ontario and Canada, and, you know, the story's the same. You have what is the equivalent of the Green Communities Act here, which encourages towns to embrace that designation, which is all about accepting a check. The permitting process is reduced and hot-wired to some extent, which allows these turbines to be inappropriately sited because here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, if your project meets bylaws, be they local, federal, or state, those turbines can be sited anywhere, and they cannot be prohibited. And obviously, we've got one that sits within 650 feet of a residential home in Scituate, and that's just not right.